Welcome to Fit Food Junkies, addicted to health. My name is Emily E, and I'm a certified group fitness instructor and personal trainer. We will not only talk about fitness, nutrition, and business, but also explore how to build a strong mindset, have ultimate motivation, and how to reach your breakthrough in life. Let's start on our health and fitness journey together.
Welcome back to the Fit Food Junkies podcast. I am so excited to introduce one of my very dear friends today, Ashley Long. She is the founder of Yes Breathworks and is a certified trauma-informed breathwork facilitator. Yes Breathworks provides individuals and companies with breathwork sessions to reduce stress, anxiety, develop a true state of calm, and tap more into their potential. Yes Breathworks has worked with Nike, Revolve, and so many other companies. She has recently even launched her own digital studio as a part of Yes Breathworks, which is an online subscription to breathwork sessions curated and cultivated for you anytime, anywhere. Today, we're going to focus on how to reduce stress, heal anxiety, heal your emotions, improve your sleep. I need help on that. Increase your overall happiness and well-being, and so much more. As Ashley's going to take us through what breathwork means, how we can incorporate it into our daily lives and practices.
We're even going to do a live breathworking session today.
It is such a privilege. I cannot even tell you to welcome Ashley Long. Welcome, my love.
Hello, I'm so happy to be here.
I am so thrilled to have you. And if you have not met Ashley in person, I always laugh because I feel like I'm like this jumping bean, like energizer bunny, like always just so energized. Ashley really brings me down to a balance. Like you will just start talking to her and you feel like you just entered like this soul escape yoga, like in session where you're just like immersed in balance and fulfillment, and like she makes you feel some type of way. And I've never met anyone with this incredibly special quality that you possess. So you really just put me in awe.
Oh, well, you balance me. I love spending time with you, and I'm so happy to be here.
We're yin and yang together. I am so proud of you for having launched Yes Breathworks, and I just feel like it's your passion and it's what you were born to do. I want to know what breathwork is, because people talk about meditation, they talk about breathing, we talk about yoga, but what is breathwork?
Yeah, it's such a good question. And I really would love to dive into this first, because honestly, so many podcasts I hear go into people's stories, which is so beautiful, but just putting breathwork in the most simple form sometimes is so helpful for people with so many different forms of well-being, so many different tools. Breathwork is just simply one of those tools. So it's a highly effective and very quick way to access deeper states of calm, deeper states of fulfillment, access a deeper connection with yourself and your potential, creativity, reduce stress, anxiety, improve mood, productivity, performance. There's so many benefits to breathwork specifically, but what is breathwork and how does it differentiate between meditation and breathwork? In its simplest form, breathwork is using conscious, continual, active breath patterns through your own breath. So different than meditation in its most traditional form is more of a passive practice. So meditation is more traditionally witnessing your thoughts, witnessing your breath, having awareness of your body, of your breath, of those thoughts coming and going. That's in its most simple form, meditation. Breath work is more of an active process. These are both amazing tools, just very different. Breath work is more active, using these conscious, active breaths. So at the end, you and I discussed we might do like a 3 to 5 minute session. So I'll show one of those breath patterns, but we're using active breath. And this is different than meditation because we're activating the body through these active breaths, bringing all the sensations alive in our body. And it's just a different neurophysiological process than what meditation is. And I found breathwork is, before I was able to meditate, breathwork was the best way for me to effectively get present in my body, release what's not serving me, and come into a state of alignment.
That is so beautiful. I am powerful. I think that my favorite part for me individually about breath work is that when I took your in-person breath work session, I felt alive. I felt different how I feel in meditation. I think for me, meditation is actually really hard because it's really hard for me to sit still. Yeah. And I love that breath work gave me the same kind of benefits of presence, but like what you said, it's more passive. And here we have that activeness of breathing, and it's like you're waking up your mind and body, but finding the presence in the activeness. And also I find that I was able to find more presence to my breath instead of just sitting in quietness. I was able to really focus on my breathing patterns and the depth of it as well, and kind of the intention behind it. So I love breath work individually for myself too, because everyone talks about meditate every day, all the benefits, but I think it's, you know, it's not a one size fits all approach. And ever since I've incorporated breath work into my quote unquote meditation, I just feel different. And I feel like a sense of awakening in my mornings through this.
Yeah. Practice. Yeah. And it's so in alignment, because breathwork, I always say to people, especially when I go to corporate breathwork sessions, I always say breathwork is, it's for everyone. Any of these tools are for anyone, but I find breathwork is really helpful for someone like you, who's one of those high achievers, who's thinking a lot, doing a lot. So what we're doing is we're getting out of the channel of those thoughts, which is similar to meditation, but it's more of an active process. So a lot of people, it's very difficult. We have to have compassion with ourselves through any of these tools or healing practices. It's not supposed to be something we get right. And a lot of these high achievers, we're thinking so much, we're often in the channel of our thoughts. Thoughts are so powerful, but it also is very effective to get out of those thoughts, because not all of our thoughts are true and not all of our thoughts are helpful for us. So when we get out of the channel of our thoughts and into that active breath, we bring all the sensations alive in our body. We're actually able to be more present with ourselves. And a lot of people who are high achievers, they're like mad at themselves that they can't meditate, right? They're like, well, this is another thing I can't do right. I can't get still and meditate. And leaning into the compassion with yourself, leaning into the kindness with yourself, this is which I'm sure we'll discuss, this is really where that trauma-informed approach comes in. Leaning into that kindness and compassion with yourself, and starting out with a breathwork practice. And now I'm able to do breathwork, then meditate. And they both have different benefits for me. But for me personally, I have become so passionate and so aware of the transformation and the effects of breathwork that's solely what Yes Breathworks, my company, is. Just because I've been able to witness such deep help and such effectiveness from breathwork so quickly over the years in so many different capacities, that I want to be able to help people specifically with this one tool. And there's so many different tools, but this is one that I find is just truly transformational.
In what ways have you felt it has transformed you or your clients?
Well, I can start with myself. I can only speak from my experience and what people have shared with me. So for myself, it became a practice where I was able to quiet the mind and quiet the thoughts. And I didn't realize until I started a breathwork practice how much my mind and how much my thoughts was playing, was just driving the show constantly. And being able to get still and be able to breathe, there was experiences and emotions that are stored in our body. And without going too much into that, there's all sorts of research and all sorts of writings and readings on how different experiences are stored in our body, right? And we're learning more and more about this. And so what happens is a lot of times when those experiences are stored in the body, and then we have these different coping mechanisms in life, we just run the race through our thoughts and we're not actually getting into the body. So for me, breathwork allowed me to quiet the mind and get still and really release a lot of those coping mechanisms, release anxiety. I don't experience anxiety anymore. I used to experience daily anxiety. And if I ever feel experiences of anxiousness, I know how to calm my system and I know how to regulate it between 3 to 5 minutes. And I used to experience daily anxiety where for a while, and I actually did a post on this on my company's page, because I feel passionate about this. For a while, I just thought societally, oh, this is normal. I just developed anxiety. It's just something I have. And I don't experience it anymore. And that's one of the most powerful things that breathwork has done for me. And then I would say for my clients, it really varies. It really varies for what people are dealing with. And I obviously have to respect their privacy, but for a lot of people, it's, you know, stress reduction, anxiety, getting present with themselves. For some people, it's releasing some trauma that's happened in their life that's a little bit deeper on this capital T trauma spectrum. And for some people, it's developing joy, these sensations like joy and happiness and fulfillment and potential, like deepening their connection with themselves and what they're actually desiring, but they're not aware of yet. So what happens when we go, and there's more and more science coming out about this, what happens when we go into our breath with breath work is we're meeting our conscious and our subconscious at the same time. So obviously we're not aware of our subconscious, right? So when we're deepening and going into a meditative state through breath work, which is over 8 minutes of an active breath, science shows we go into a different altered state, which we just call a meditative state. We're getting into connection with that subconscious. So we're able to actually release some of these things that we're carrying, but we're not aware of. So some people don't feel joy in their daily lives. And I'm just saying joy is one example, because joy is one of the deepest connections of my values. And so I want others to also feel joy in their daily lives. And whatever people are desiring more of their life and whatever people are desiring less in their life is what I find clients are breathing into and releasing.
I love, 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 love that you spoke about anxiety, because I don't know one person that doesn't deal with anxiety on the daily. And
yeah,
the fact that so many people deal with that, and I think a lot of people don't know how to cope with that. They don't know where it's coming from. So they're going to either go to medicine or they're going to go to alcohol or drugs or find some other potentially unhealthy coping mechanism. Yeah. And they haven't tried breath work. And I know one of my clients, for example, she had a really, really, really tough relationship with food and intense anxiety around it. And she recently became open to the idea of breath work. I also shared with her all about you, and she said it's helped her immensely, because now around food, it's like she'll start taking deep breaths or kind of setting an intention before you eat of just like breathing into it, taking a moment, finding the presence in your food, in the action that you're about to partake in. And if you haven't had any trouble or like an unhealthy relationship with food, this might sound kind of silly, but if you have, then this might sound like very relatable, where if you focus on your breath, like you can have a healthier relationship with food and really what you're eating and even consuming, whether it's like consuming actually food or consuming anything around you, really being intentional by what's going inside and focusing on your breath, bringing you back to presence and kind of taking down a lot of that anxiety. I've noticed it helps so, so, so much. I even talk about the breath when I teach classes, especially in my cycling class. It's like people forget to breathe sometimes and they're like, oh, I forgot. Like, you know, same thing when you're going through a lot of stress, if you take a moment and just breathe, like that's what breath work is. It's almost like you have a mini escape from the outside world, and then you're going back into the inside world and starting as a reset.
Yeah. And it's really empowering. One thing I always say is no one can take your breath away. And when we have so much going on in this external world, and you bring up a few things that I want to touch on, but for athletes, there's so much science that's coming out in terms of performance and fitness, different breath patterns that you can do before working out and during working out. So if you're breathing in and out through your nose, working out, there's all this science that shows it actually helps you in terms of your performance working out, rather than in and out through the mouth. And in terms of body and food, what I find breath work really does is it builds a neutrality. So I don't believe you said it might sound silly to some people who can't understand that, but I just don't believe that there's one person that doesn't have some sort of spectrum of body image or food relationship with themselves. Any identification, I think it's something we all, even if it's the slightest, smallest end of the spectrum, I just don't think one of us comes unscathed with it. We're so conditioned to have shame around or just constantly need to fix or change something around food or body within ourselves. And what I find is when we're in a culture of this new wave of body positivity, it can be really hard for people to be like, well, you know, this is how I feel about my body. And then there's this wave of body positivity and I just have to shift my thoughts or shift my narrative to all of a sudden fit this mold because that's going to fix this mm-hmm. or fix me. And what I believe is finding a neutrality. So breathing into a space of acceptance. So the first thing is, and it's anything in our life. It's not just our body and food. It's any area of our life we want to actually witness change in or we're not happy with. Let's say we're not happy with our finances right now, or we're not happy with where our career is right now. The first thing you have to do is accept that. Fully accept, I'm not happy with this current reality of feeling this way in my body. Fully accepting that and witnessing that you can accept that, sit with that, breathe with that, and build a neutrality of what you actually are desiring. So you're desiring this abundant career in this capacity and on this path, and you're going this direction. Well, what can I bring in energetically to be in alignment to bring my life on that path? Mm-hmm. Or with body, what can I energetically align myself with so I can start to build that body neutrality with myself? Before even body love or body positivity, that just felt sense of safety and home in your body that so many of us just go throughout our days and not feel. And so many people just walk with 10,000 coping mechanisms. And what our breath does, and specifically breath work, is it brings us home to ourselves, brings us to a place where we can accept all of these parts. And this can be a deeper session, a 45-minute session, or this can be in 5 minutes over time, just tapping into connection with yourself can have a profound effect. Even if it's 5 minutes for 30 days, you will be so surprised the impact it will have cognitively for you, physically, and just around your life. Your energy will change, and with your energy changing, your life will change.
That just gave me the chills because I realized the power in it. And you spoke so much about how it can heal you. When do you think people should be engaging in breath work? Is it before they're about to enter a stressful situation, once they feel anxious in the mornings? When is this practice implemented into your day?
Such a good question. One of my biggest tips is finding a breathwork practice time-wise that works for you. And this doesn't need to be another thing that becomes like, I pick this time. It has to be this time. If I don't get it done in the morning, I didn't get it checked off or right. It should feel good for you. So let's say mornings is a time where you can do 3 minutes of breathwork, dedicating yourself. And if you don't get it in that morning, finding the next morning or finding it later in the day. So I find that it's super effective to start your day with breath. So not only waking up your mind and your body and alignment with yourself, grounding yourself, setting an intention for your day, going into your work day, whether it's before a workout, I find the morning is so effective for me. And I do notice a profound difference if I start with breath in my morning, how I communicate with others, the choices I make, how I feel throughout my day. I'm just in a much more aligned state. And then also before bed can be helpful for some people. Some people are really big evening breathwork people. Obviously, if you're feeling the sensation of, let's say you just had a hard moment with someone professionally or personally, taking a moment where you can do 3 minutes of breath. And that doesn't need to be, okay, I need to go away from everything and disconnect and put my headphones in. That can simply be sitting at your desk even and doing the pulse breath in two through the nose, out one through the mouth slowly. Just do that 5 times. You will calm your nervous system down. It doesn't need to be always this big ritual. I think we put so much pressure on ourselves. So starting with a practice of titration, which is mm-hmm. in a trauma-informed breathwork approach, which is just, I find some practices of breathwork are approached, I'm not sure how much you want to share go into this because you shared your first breathwork experience was similar to this, but some breathwork approaches are pushing people past their limits. You have to do in order to get that result. You have to push yourself, maybe a little bit more of a hyper masculine approach. But a trauma-informed breathwork approach is approaching your unique nervous system is different from everybody else's, right? And so where these neurophysiological changes are going to happen is starting with the breath in a small way. So that can be 1 minute of breath work. And that can be just a gentle breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, and building that capacity over time. The most transformation you will witness with people with breath work is not these crazy two hour sessions. You'll see sometimes people pushing themselves past their limit. That can actually re-traumatize people's nervous systems sometimes.
Oh, wow.
The most transformation that can happen with breath work sometimes is those more gentle sessions. So starting small, finding a time that works for you. And obviously, if sensations are arising, you're starting to notice, wow, I'm feeling a lot of anxiety right now, and maybe I'm not even sure why. Just drop into the breath. Try two breaths in through the nose, one slowly out through the mouth. You're going to just connect in a deeper state with your body, calming the mind, and see, open your eyes and see if you feel a little different.
I love how you talked about, well, first you said how it can improve your sleep, and then you talked about trauma. And I'm just like, whoa, how is the same breath work, the same pattern, how the fact that that can translate into healing and improving such opposite sectors? It's crazy that it all really comes back to your breath.
Yeah, there's so many benefits to breath work. It's a really exciting time right now to be in the breathwork community and the breathwork space to help others, because the science is just growing and growing, and there's so many benefits to having a breathwork practice.
It's something that has truly enlightened my day and opened me to, it's helped me focus. It's even when I went through your breath work, I thought I was going to fall asleep, kind of like meditation if it's longer, but I felt awake, alive, intentional, present, and really focused on the depth of my breath. And the fact that it's such an engaging way that you're incorporating that into your practice, it makes it just alive. You feel alive, and it takes away all the outside areas of your life that feel uneasy or unsteady or anxious to you. It really brings everything down. I would love for you to take us through a breathwork session. And this is going to be my favorite part of my day, because I need this right now. I'm so excited. Would you be able to allow us to enter Yes Breathworks through this episode?
Of course, I would be honored to. So I'm going to invite you, Emily, and everybody else listening, unless you're driving, to just sit down somewhere that's comfortable for you. If you're already seated, just finding contact with the ground. And no matter if your mind is racing, if thoughts are racing through, or if you're feeling sensations of stress or anxiety, let's just find a moment where we're not judging or fixing or changing. Let's just notice what we're experiencing. So starting to bring a little bit of awareness to our body, what's present in our physical body. So noticing the sensations alive in the body, there might be a lot of tension in one area. So I'm going to invite you to just slowly scan your physical body. Starting at the top of your head, down to your jaw. We carry so much here. To our throat. Our shoulders. So many of us carry a lot in our shoulders. I should be doing this. I should be there. I should do this. Just seeing if you can soften. Softening the chest. A lot of us have experiences of anxiousness in the chest. Softening the chest, each body part. Physically softening the belly. Seeing if you can relax the belly. There's a lot of stress that can be held here. Relaxing the legs, the shins, your feet. Just fully tapping it into a softened body and noticing what's present in your physical body. If thoughts are racing in, that's perfectly normal. And now starting to attune to your emotions, just what is present for you emotionally. Maybe you're feeling a lot of stress or anxiousness or joy, gratitude, sadness, whatever is present, just let it be. Just notice, what am I feeling emotionally at this moment now? It always changes. We're not identified to it. You are not your sensation. You're not your emotion. You're just experiencing it. And all of this awareness is just teaching us something. And just see if you can soften a little bit more. And we're going to invite in the pulse breath that I introduced a little bit earlier. It's in two through the nose. And one out through the mouth. As slowly as you can. What's important is to have that exhale really slow. So we're going to do this about 15 times, and then we're going to hold our breath at the top. So beginning now, in two, slowly as you can, one. Thoughts pop in, just bring them back to your physical body, back to your breath, powerfully breathing in two, deep and full, slowly out through the mouth. That's it. Continuing with that breath, powerfully breathing in two, slowly out through the mouth. Seeing if you can just soften, release in two, out one. That's it. Into your own pace. Out one slowly. There's nothing to do right now. There's nowhere to be. This could be one of the most productive things you do all day, setting yourself in such an aligned place. Into. Out one. And let's do three more together in two. Seeing if you can breathe in a little bit more fully. Out one. Releasing anything that's weighing on your mind, anything that's weighing on your mind in two. Anything that's weighing on your heart. And one more, fully releasing anything that's left that's just asking to be released into biggest breath you've taken all day. And release as slowly as possible. Now just tune into your body, noticing what you're noticing, and take a deep breath in with me together, in through the nose. Hold your breath at the top. And release. Noticing what you're noticing, what's present, maybe what's shifted. What's alive? Maybe setting an intention for the rest of your day, thinking of how you want to feel today. Maybe that's abundant, free, joyful, whatever you want to feel, productive, aligned, calm, placing your hands somewhere that feels grounding for you. Maybe that's your heart. And just gently saying to yourself, I am, whatever that intention is. Gently opening your eyes, wiggling your fingers and your toes, noticing your space around you, and just taking inventory. Do I feel a little different? What's shifted? And just coming back into the space.
Wow.
I feel like I just went into another world for a couple minutes.
You went into your inward world.
Inward world. Ash, how can people connect with you, find more about Yes Breathworks, and work with you?
My website is yesbreathworks.com. The Instagram is Yes Breathworks. You can contact me with the website. My email's there, ashley@yesbreathworks.com. You can also message or follow the Instagram to get in contact.
Ash, thank you for coming on. It was just such a beautiful highlight to my day, my week, and intentional. And you brought the present moment, and you brought, I think, for so many people listening, a chance for them to take a breath throughout their day and reset. So thank you so much for giving us that gift today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored, and I love your podcast. I love you, and I'm sending love to everyone who's listening.
Ditto, Ash. Sending you the biggest hug.
You too.
Thank you guys so much for listening today. I hope you were able to take a small moment out of your day to just breathe. Now remember, if you would like to re-listen to this episode and fast forward to just listening to the breathwork session, that is amazing too. Whether you're going through anxiety or a little bit of stress throughout your day, you can listen to Ashley teaching you to just breathe and taking a moment out of your day. If you would like to go deeper into your breathwork practice, I cannot recommend Yes Breathworks enough with Ashley and her incredible online virtual courses. She is so kind to offer all Fit Food Junkies listeners 20% off your first month. Message Ashley at Yes Breathworks or me at Fit Food Junkies to activate that discount. Also check out yesbreathworks.com.
Are you a coach or a trainer? If so, check out True Coach. I use it and I'm able to save so much time and energy. It's the industry leading personal trainer software. It's used by over 20,000 coaches all around the world. You can program for your clients with a video library of over 3,000 videos to choose from. You can upload your own videos, get any from YouTube. Also communicate and chat with your clients, use macro and metric tracking, and so much more. Scale your business with True Coach today. Get your first 2 weeks free and let me know how it goes.
Thank you guys so much for joining the Fit Food Junkies journey with me.